Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your hosts, Pastor and Evangelist White. Please go with us in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, O gracious Lord, we just thank you, Father God, on today. We thank you, Lord God, for the rain. We thank you for the lightning and the thundering. And we thank you most importantly, Lord God, for keeping us all night, Lord Jesus. I just ask right now, Father God, that you will just give us clarity, that you will just speak, Lord God, on today and reveal a word, Father God, where your people, Father God, will be back on fire. Give those who have ears, Lord God, allow them to hear what the Lord is saying and speaking to us in this hour. God, we give you glory and honor that is due unto your holy name. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good people. Good morning, Pastor White.
Good morning, Evangelist.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good this morning.
Amen.
Trying to get over this little...
Sniffles.
Little sniffles.
Amen.
But God is good.
Yes, he is. Glad some rain we had last night, right?
I'm telling you.
Ooh.
Praying for Texas.
Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Well, the topic that God has for us today, I know you and I were kind of like, yes, Lord. And the subtopic was, I still say yes. And the area I think that most people are going and what God was referring to, I think may be a little different. The yes, Lord was in the surrendering part of just saying, yes, Lord, no matter what needs to be done. No matter what you say, no matter what happens, no matter what comes my way, I still say yes.
Amen.
And, you know, one of the scriptures that I wanted to go to first was Galatians 2 and 20. And after I read this, Pastor, I just want to kind of go in there and talk about the I still say yes, because we have a lot of men and women of God in the Bible who, no matter what came their way, they still said yes. But I want to give a complete breakdown of what total surrender is unto God. Amen?
Amen?
So Galatians 2, starting with verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That was Galatians 2, verses 20, actually verse 20. So, Pastor, when God speaks about and tells us about surrender, I was thinking when y'all were in the military, when you were in the Army, and even prior to you, I was thinking about my late grandfather when he was in and how when the wars took place and how the other Army surrendered. They surrendered, okay, you won. They laid down their weapons. They said, you know, white flag, we surrender. We don't have to go through this no more.
Mm-hmm.
It is almost the same with God in our surrendering, but not just, you know, the Army attack, but just I'm surrendering my mind, my intellect, my will. I'm even surrendering a lot of my questions. My grandmother always said, you don't question God, but you can ask God a question. There's a totally difference in our surrendering. Even when we are surrendering, we got to be mindful that we can say, God, what's next for me? What are you teaching me in this? But not so much as questioning, why, God, are you doing this?
Yeah.
There is something totally different, and even that. So what is God speaking to you when you think of surrendering, saying, yes, Lord, I still say yes, no matter what?
Number one is coming to grips with who's in charge, who is the ultimate authority.
That's
you
good.
You have to run into to the authority of God before you can submit truly, totally to him. And I think about Romans, the 13th chapter.
Beautiful.
When it says, let every soul
yes.
Be subject to the higher power.
Yes.
For there is no power but that of God, and the powers that be, they were actually ordained by God.
Yes.
And that's what messed man up in the garden. The whole thing that messed man up in the garden when Eve fell and she gave voice to an authority,
come
if you can say. and she disobeyed the authority of God.
Yes.
And when she disobeyed the authority of God, and Adam and Eve both, there was a covering that over that they lost.
Yes.
Over their heads.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
That's good.
They realize now that they were naked, or they were without a covering. I know people think when they think naked, they're thinking of the natural nakedness.
Come on,
but we're talking about shame.
Yes.
We're talking about they realize and acknowledge that they fell from grace,
yes,
because they went against the authority of God.
Yes.
And they knew it. So therefore, when God showed up, they tried to hide.
And Pastor, I want you to continue, but that right there is a question I want the listeners to ask themselves. What type of authority have you disobeyed? God's authority, that he has spoken and said something, surrendering whatever area it is, that you have disobeyed it and listened to another authority, you know, almost like an alternative,
mm-hmm,
you know, Pastor. So continue, though. Continue.
Well, you know, just think about it. You know, a lot of times when we're children, you know, we have a hard time with authority. Most,
yes,
people will tell you that, you know what, there's something in us that just doesn't
rebel,
that just really has a problem with listening
authority
and coming up under authority.
Submission.
You know, because God has delegated authority.
Yes, for a reason.
And for a reason, you know, husband and wife.
Yes.
You see, he set up authority in that.
That's right.
You know, just to show you how hard it is,
come on,
to come up under authority.
That's right.
Children, obey your parents. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
Wives, obey your husbands.
That's
husbands,
right,
you know, men, y'all obey God.
Obey the law.
There's,
yes,
obey the laws,
church,
of the land. Obey the laws. We have an issue,
yes,
with, you know, there's something in me that says, well, you know what? You know, what makes what she says or he say, you know what I mean, something that I can do or can't do. You know what I'm saying? What makes what they say right? We have an issue with authority.
But you know what that is, Pastor, that I'm, you know, the Galatians 2 and 20 was very much, that's where I really got my motto from. I will not compromise the word of God. For God I live and for God I die. I'm living now in Christ. I no longer live the way I used to think. That's why I cannot do the things I want to do. There was times when I wanted to speak a certain kind of way and go off or do this or correct someone. And when you are living the way Christ says, you surrender what you want, even if you may think what you want and what you want to do is right, because now I am a representation of Christ. But the reason a lot of people cannot get under submission, the reason a lot of people cannot submit, and they got these rebellious, stubborn spirits,
mm-hmm,
is because they have not completely surrendered to the Holy Ghost. They've not yielded how they think and what they say to be able to submit. See, we're looking at the person. We're not so much looking at what God is saying.
Well, you're not going to be able to do that unless you realize you have a problem.
Yes.
You know, the Apostle Paul, you know, he's a perfect example.
Yes.
Number one, when he met God's authority on the road to Damascus.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Prior to that, he was a persecutor of the church.
Yes, he was.
But he was under authority.
Yes, he was.
He felt that the authority that he was under was right.
That's right.
Until God told him otherwise.
Yes.
And, you know, and struck him off his beast, and
he fell, and
he had an encounter with God.
Yes.
And then Paul had to reexamine himself.
Mm.
And then that brings you to Romans, the 7th chapter.
Yes.
Around those final verses there, where Paul says, you know, that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing.
Yes.
He said, you know, he started realizing that, you know, the thing that I said I would not do, that's the very thing that I do. And I see in my members another law warring against the law of my mind, you
yes.
know, against the things that I said that I would not do. I see another law that's rising up in me, going
yes.
against the very thing that I said I would not do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who can save me from this death?
Mm.
He realized now through this back and forth going on within himself.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
We all have that.
Yes.
We all have this thing where we'll make a vow to ourselves
yes.
to say that, you know what, we're going to do something. You know, like
yeah.
these little New Year's resolutions that people
mm-hmm.
used to make, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to lose weight.
I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to stop drinking. We make these promises to ourselves.
Amen.
But then we see these other laws in our members warring against the law of our minds,
mm-hmm.
and it brings us back subject to the very thing that we said we would not do.
And you know, Pastor, I was thinking about in the Bible, there were so many men and women of God that said yes to God anyway. Job was a prime example of no matter what hell was coming, no matter the direction the enemy was coming, he still said yes. You know, I was looking at Moses, you know, not being able to get there to the promised land for the milk and honey, but still saying yes. You know, I looked at Abraham when he was going to have to give up his, you know, and in his mind, we don't know what was going on when he was going up that hill and having to sacrifice his son, but he still said yes. There has to be the Holy Ghost on the inside that can always, you know, go over on your spirit man where you still yield and say yes to God. You know, can you say yes to God if sickness hits your body? Can you still say yes and trust and believe God if he takes one of your children? Can you say yes and believe God if your finances are low? Can you still say yes and believe God if all hell is going on around you? Do you forget the yes? And when you usually say, yes, God, when we sing that song, yes, Lord, and we say your will and not my will, even Jesus, even Jesus was like, almost like, does this cup have to be, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. So even Jesus was hesitant for a moment, but in the end, he still said yes to God. And I believe when we say yes and we surrender, we are surrendering everything of what we thought we knew to be everything of what God always wanted us to be. Let me ask you this question, Pastor. Why is it so hard to say yes to the authority of God for many believers?
Because they truly did not have an encounter with God that was acknowledged as being something when they examined it.
Yes.
It wasn't something that they said was so life-changing that their yes did not have to be based on conditions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have an encounter with God where it shakes everything,
yes,
and he really truly delivers you to the point where it has, you know, my conscience now towards God is something totally, you know what I'm saying,
yes,
there is nothing before him.
Yes.
You know, whatever God says he's going to do, he's going to do it.
That's right.
If God says that he's going to raise me up on the last day, he's going to raise me up on
That's
the last
right.
day.
That's
you
right.
know, so therefore there was something, there was an encounter that was so powerful that nothing that I see, nothing that I can experience in this world can compare to the world that is to come. So therefore, I have passed from death on to life because now I had a spiritual awakening.
Yes.
I had a true spiritual awakening that changed the way I see things and the way I think.
Yes.
You know, and I believe that some people have different experiences, but they have not consciously come to a place where they realize that this is life-changing.
Yes.
It wasn't a life-changing experience for them to where has they didn't put it on a coincidence or they didn't put some of their own strength in it.
Yes.
You know, when you are rock bottom and you know that it was nothing but God,
yes,
and he leaves no action, there is no doubt,
yes,
that this is God speaking, moving, and doing what he is doing in your life,
yes,
then there is nothing that God cannot do and you won't question. So when God tells you to do something, yes, Lord.
Mm.
Yes, Lord, because
yes,
my yes don't mean nothing.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? And that's why he said don't even swear by anything because you ain't got nothing
Come
that
on.
You can really swear by because it all belongs to God.
That's right. And you know, Pastor, the yes is the obedience. There's an obedience in the yes. That the yes is not always, God does not have to tell us everything. That, you know, he ain't got to tell us why I told you to turn this corner, but it was because up ahead there was an accident and you was going to be a part of it. He don't have to tell you, yes, well, my kid is acting up and I be going to this, I get on my knees, I'm praying to you. He don't have to tell you that 3 years from now, your son, the death angel, was reaching over him and he had to have him go through this detour so he can get his attention now because, you know, so sometimes God's yes is and him telling us something and we're doing it and just being obedient, if we can just get out of our own mind, if we can just stop trying to think that we can outthink God and we know better than God, if he is the maker and we are the mold. Why will we not allow him to mold and make us, take off the areas that don't need to be, and just completely surrender? God, I surrender and I say yes to you. And every part of my life, whether it be my family, whether it be my children, whether it be my job, whether it be work, whether it be health, whether it be my finances, if we can learn to just say yes to God. But what happens is, When sickness comes, I notice a lot of believers start questioning why they're sick. A lot of believers start saying, well, it's because I did this, and it's because I did that, and it's because, and that is a plan from the enemy. Sometimes your sickness is so somebody else can recognize and see it, and then when you get delivered and healed, they know it was nobody but God.
Well, you know, and I know I ain't gonna, I know I'm not going to be here forever.
Oh,
I mean, I do
me.
Think I know, I do know that, you know, that at some point in time,
right?
You know what I mean? You know, this flesh is going to feel some things.
Yes.
That ain't got nothing to do with your spirit.
Come on.
And that's
Peach.
The problem. A lot of times we confuse the two. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You get sick, but, you know, that ain't got nothing to do with your spirit.
Yes.
Your spirit is not sick.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It is your flesh. That feels the earthly.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
And you know, Pastor, I remember the other, about a week ago, God had given me the revelation of the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Uh-huh.
And when he says joy cometh in the morning, I think oftentimes people think you're going to jump up and down and be happy come 12 a.m., you know, but the joy was the peace, and the joy was knowing that one day when I leave this earth, I'm going home to be with the Father. I'm going to see him in heaven one day. That's the joy of the Lord. No matter what I go through, no matter the afflictions, no matter the scars, no matter the testimonies, I know one day I'm going to be with God. But when you surrender and you can say, I still say yes, God, in the midst of everything, that's what God is looking for. God is looking for his people to trust him. But you know what I don't understand, Pastor? We will take a key and we will put it in an ignition and we will look at a seat and we will trust that it will hold us up. And that key, once it's turned, it will start. And once we put that car into drive, it will drive. We have that much trust in a piece of machine, but we can't trust the Almighty who created everything.
Amen. And that's because, you know, and another thing, because we don't know him.
Mm.
You know, because if you truly know who he is, you see what I'm saying? And his ultimate authority, then
yes,
these are going to be things that we don't have a problem saying yes to.
That's right.
Why would you not say yes?
Mm.
The only reason why, you know, you will not say yes is because you really don't know.
That's right.
You really don't know. You know, another thing that gets me, Evangelist, is, you know, this thing where God will give me the desire. You know,
okay.
It's like a lot of folks, yes, comes with conditions.
Come on.
There are conditions that they're based on. You know, God, if you do this for me, I will. You know, it has nothing to do with who God is.
Jesus.
But it's, you know, my commitment to God is based upon what God is doing in my life, you know, right now. And we judge God on that. But that thing gets me, you know, God will give you the desires of your heart, but you leave out so many key points in that.
Mm.
You know, and if you go to Psalms 37, and I'm going to just read 1 through 4,
okay.
If that's okay.
Yes, sir.
Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Now listen to this. Trust in the Lord.
Yes.
And do good, so shall thou dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed.
Yes.
Now listen to 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart.
That's right.
Delight thyself in the Lord. You have to know the Lord.
Amen. Read 5 too.
Go ahead, pull it up. Go ahead and read it.
It says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Amen. But we see things that there's a relationship that you have with the Lord so that he can establish your heart.
Yes.
He's not going to give you these fleshly delights that you have.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Your delight has to be in him.
Yes,
and once
Lord.
You get your delight in the Lord, he will then give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
But a lot of folk want to jump right on in and say, you know, God going to give me the desires of my heart.
Come on.
You know what I mean? He going to bless me with a house. He going to bless me with a man.
Come on.
He going to give me the desires of my heart. God knows the desire of my heart, but you do not delight yourself in the Lord.
Excuse me. And you know what, Pastor? If you are not submissive, you know, people, it amazes me, even with women, I'm speaking of the believers, you have a husband that you can't submit to, but you say you submit to God.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. Submitting, again, is surrendering, you know, and submitting and surrendering under your authority. It's impossible. You cannot possibly submit to God and not be able to submit to the authority that God has placed. God never says in the Bible, only submit to your husband if he does everything accordingly in the way you want it and how I want him to. Submit only to him if he wears a three-piece suit. See, and the reason a lot of people's blessings have been withheld is because there was not a surrender. And we do a lot of surrendering with our mouth. So we know how to worship. We know how to – we speak in tongue, but it's not always the tongue of God, if I can just put it out there. You know, we worship a certain kind of way. We, you know, and we make believe to the people that, you know, we are in totally surrendering to God. But behind closed doors, we're something totally different. And until you surrender and really pour out everything and yield to him and stop trying to make, you will never be able to make sense of your life, especially when you've given it over to Christ.
Amen. And what's so important about that, about delighting yourself in the Lord,
yes,
is because when you delight yourself in the Lord and that becomes the element of your joy,
yes,
when that becomes the element of your joy,
yes,
then there's something that's behind your yes. My yes is based upon an example that I have in Christ.
That's good.
And he showed me how to be this man of valor. He showed me by looking at an example,
yes,
of how I am to be to others.
Yes.
But if you don't have an example behind your yes, then what is your yes standing on?
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So what is your yes really truly standing on? Because there's going to be some times, amen, when you can't do what you said that you was going to do, not based upon anything that was out within your control, but certain things that happened. It happened to Paul when he did not go back to Corinth on that. When they wanted him to come, there was a debate that came in, and they challenged him based upon his indecision to come back. They made it on his indecision,
yeah,
but it had nothing to do with anything that Paul didn't want to do.
That's right.
So there are some things that happen that I can't make because of a different spiritual direction that I have to go.
That's right.
And if you know me, then you know. That's the thing.
That's right. Mm,
if you know my character.
Come on. If you really know.
If you really know who I am and why, if I did not commit to doing something,
yes,
it was for a reason.
That's
you know
right.
that reason had to be godly.
To hold on a second. Now, I'm going to go right there. Now, that's the problem. People know of, but they don't really know. They don't really have a true relationship, not just with each other, but with God.
Yeah.
You heard of him. You can quote some scriptures. You know how it's supposed to be. But when you really have a relationship, you really have an understanding comes with it.
Yeah.
You don't look at things in the same way of eyes that you used to when you look. And so when you said that, I was just thinking like, wow, how oftentimes do we question a person's decision when it's in the spirit? We never really say, let me go before God. And what is that? God, what do you have for that? We just immediately think someone is offending us. We think someone is doing something to
right.
us. And really it's God saying, okay, now it's time for you to do this. Just like, if I may, when God told us to open up a church, you know, we had been sitting on it for 3 years before we took it upon ourselves to say, okay, God, we say yes. We looked at everything in it. But if you know us and you've labored with us in the word, then you know that when we really stepped out, we stepped out on faith. And our yes was no longer unto man, but our yes was unto God and everything that he has and wants for us to do. Well, when you really have a relationship with one another and you have an example and you're able to look at someone's character and see how they follow, there is a surrendering that you don't question. You don't question the authority that God has given unto those people of men and women of God because you are believing what God has given you in them. when you start questioning, you start challenging.
Well, don't forget the integrity. There's an integrity that comes, and I think sometimes when you do different things or different things is going on, we forget the integrity that individuals walk in, and you have to ask,
that's
you know,
good.
Could they have really fell, or did they really do
come
different
on.
Things? And,
come on.
And then what do you do in between that? Are you praying for them?
Pray.
What was your response?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And
do we talk about it, or we pray about it?
Your brother and sister, you know, being in a dilemma or coming to some different things that you may not agree with. Is there so many different things there that we have to deal with in the body of Christ. Can I read this one scripture?
Yes, sir.
Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself.
Yes.
And take up his cross.
Yes.
And follow me.
Yes.
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it.
Mm.
And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall
find it.
For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. So let a man deny himself.
Yes.
In order to say yes to the Lord, you have to deny yourself.
That's good.
There's no way that you can be yourself. And going back to even the scriptures that you quoted in Galatians, you cannot be in fellowship with God and not recognize the price that has been paid that says that you are no longer your own. You have been bought with a price.
And you know, Pastor, that was real good. I love that you read of that in Matthew's, and it was in red, so we know it was Jesus speaking. That is the one thing. When you really say yes to the Lord, I'm not saying yes with conditions. Yes, God, only if you do this and give me this. I'm saying yes for what has already been done. I'm saying yes for the cross.
Yes.
I'm saying yes that you saved me.
Yes.
I'm saying yes that I will be the broken vessel that you need me to be to do thy perfect will. I say yes, God, no longer in my own mind do I think I'm so wise.
Yes.
Do I think my intellect is so greater than yours that I think I know what's best for me. I say yes just because you are God all by yourself.
That's it.
I say yes to your way, your will, and yes, there's a human part of us that wants to know why. But if you wait a little while, that's why it's so important to be able to know how to listen. Because a lot of the questions you have at the end, you'll get the answer if you wait and listen. And so sometimes we're wondering why this, why that. And if you just wait until the end, you'll see, it makes sense. I understand now why that. Okay, thank you, Lord. That's when we want to start praising him.
Yeah.
But all through while, we're fighting. And why are we fighting God?
Because we're fighting ourselves. And that's why, and because it's spiritual, and we are so carnal. So many times you're dealing with carnality.
Yes.
And God is a spirit.
Yes.
And we have to within ourselves, we have to always make sure that in our thoughts that it is subject to the knowledge of who God is.
That's right.
And the word of God.
Yes.
And that is something that we have to always go through.
Yes.
In our own minds.
Yes.
We have to make sure that not my will, Lord,
but thy.
But your will.
Ooh, my
be
Lord.
Done.
Well, Pastor, that was amazing. That was good. I could actually continue on with just that yes, Lord, and then the subtopic, I still say yes. See, we always say yes, Lord, but after, once the dust settles, can you still say yes? Can you still say yes in spite of every single thing that is going through? I pray that on today something was said, the scripture was read. I just pray that the yes, Lord, that we've been given to God does not just be in vain anymore, but it really means something when we say yes, Lord, yes to your way, yes to your will, I will obey. We don't just sing the song, but we live the song.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank you for tuning in with us today. If God says the same, we will be on again next week. Last week we were both a little under the weather. Praise God, we are still pressing on and making it through.
Amen.
We just pray that everyone in Texas and whoever is dealing with any of this weather, that you stay warm, just continue to keep each other lifted. Everybody pray for somebody else's church tomorrow, that God would just come in and move in a mighty way.
Amen.
Amen. And so I am your host, Evangelist White.
And I'm Pastor White, and go to church tomorrow, and just throw your hands up and say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Living upon the rock, church will. Until we see each other again, if nobody else tells you, God loves you, and so do we.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless.